The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. And if you're ready to take the next steps to become empowered and motivated and better equipped for success, then stay tuned. You know, the show is all about being successful. And so one of the questions I have for you is, are you really ready to be successful? Do you have what it takes to be successful? Do you have the right attitude to be successful? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So the question I have for you, let's pretend it's early morning and your alarm clock goes off. How do you feel in the morning when the alarm clock goes off? Do you jump out of bed and you go, yeah, it's going to be a great day? Or do you go, oh, let me hit the snooze again. And then finally, you slowly get up and you go, yuck, it's going to be an awful day. Or do you say something like, you know, I can't wait to get to work. Or do you say, oh, geez, I'm going to have to deal with those idiots at work again. Is it going to be a great day? Or yuck, another day, another dollar. I can't wait till Friday. You know, I gotta tell you that when that alarm clock goes off and my husband is about ready to go play golf, he literally jumps out of bed, he showers, gets dressed, grabs his golf clubs, and he's out the door faster than a speeding bullet. You know, isn't that how it should be every day for all of us? Have you ever had a similar feeling, let's say when you're going to go fishing or going to go on a trip or you're going to go meet someone that you really couldn't wait to go see? Wouldn't it be great if every day it was a great day like that? Well, I got to tell you a little story. I was at a conference, and this is when the new iPads just came out. And this man who sat next to me, his name was Chuck. And he saw that I had an iPad, and he had an iPad, and he goes, oh, I got to show you the new apps I got. And so he started opening up his iPad and started showing me all these apps. He goes, and this app will help make your life easier, and this app will help you with your business, and this app is a great game. And he started telling me about all these different apps, and he kept going on and on and on about all these apps to make my life easier. Well, you know what? I've got an app for you. So we're going to be talking about what's your app. And that app is, how is your attitude, purpose, and priority helping you to have a great day every day? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, the real truth is, it is about getting the right app. Getting the right app of attitude, purpose, and priority can help you to have a great day every day, not just once in a while. So how many of you really hate Mondays? And how many of you really love Fridays because of the weekend, right? Is it hard for you to jump out of bed and be excited about the day? Or do you dread what the day is going to bring? You know, I have some little statistics for you. The people that hate Mondays, if you hate Mondays, do you realize that 1/7 of your life you'll be angry and depressed? Think about it. If you hate every Monday, 1/7 of your life you'll be depressed and angry. Do you know that most migraine headaches occur on Mondays? And there is solid research that shows that most heart attacks, 70% of all heart attacks, occur on Mondays. Everybody hates Mondays. We need to change our Mondays. Part of it is we need to change the A in app, which is our attitude. So our attitude is what really plays a big part on how our day is going to go, even before we get out of bed in the morning, before we have that first cup of coffee. So to have a great day every day starts with your attitude for the day. Your attitude really is your thoughts. Your attitude drives your thoughts, and those thoughts become reality. So what are your thoughts around relationships, around your job, around your home life, about money, maybe sports, or other people? Our attitude starts a chain reaction. It shapes our thoughts and often dictates our behavior, and then either can control our actions and often can control our outcomes. You need to start climbing down your ladder and start taking a look at your attitude. Think about it. You know, you don't often realize that our attitude is shaped by some of our own personal filters, our own past experiences, and maybe even sometimes the way we were raised. And so if you were saying things like, you know, my life would just be better if I didn't have to work, or my life would be better if I just had different parents, or my life would be better if I won the lottery, or my life would be better if, and then you can fill in the blank. You know what? You need to stop complaining. You know, you need to start working towards what you want in life, what you want in your professional life, what do you want in your personal life. What will it take for you to jump out of bed in the morning and go, yeah, it's going to be a great day? One way to start having a great day is to pretend. There used to be a TV show called Candid Camera, and now there's a TV show on called And What Would You Do? So pretend that you're either on the Candid Camera or the What Would You Do show. And if you wanted to have a great day, pretend that there's some camera filming you that you cannot see. So how would you act before that camera crew comes up for you and say, so tell me, why did you act that way? Why did you respond that way? Why did you say this to that person? You know, there's a guy that I used to work with, and his name was Tom. And Tom was a man, when at work, he was just a really happy guy. And every day he would greet you with, thanks for coming in today. He was cheerful. And when he sensed that you were having a tough day or tough work, or you had a tough customer that you had to deal with, he would call you up on the phone and say, I wanted to let you know, thanks for coming in today. You know, let's face it, sometimes we get down a little bit, sometimes become a little negative. Someone who is maybe angry at us or cursing at us, especially upset customers, or you hear people bad-mouthing others. What is it going to take for you to say, you know, thanks for coming in today? When you're with somebody who is really negative, do you go, yeah, I can't wait to be around that negative energy person? Or do you back away and give them a little space? Would you rather be with someone who is positive, or with someone with this can-do attitude, or someone who is just all sour grapes? I got to tell you a little bit about Tom. Tom was, you know, he was always cheerful. And one time I had an opportunity to really sit down and talk to Tom, and I found out that Tom had a little boy. And his little boy was mentally retarded and handicapped. And this little boy had some serious health issues. serious health problems, and he had undergone a number of heart surgeries before the age of 3. He once told me that his little boy, Tyler, I believe his name was so weak and frail that the doctors were not sure how long little Tyler would live. Yet Tom, when he came to work every single day, was positive and always had a kind word. And he always said, thanks for coming in today. And he was always spotting you in case you were having a bad day or you had a bad interaction for the customer. He'd leave you a little post-it note and put it on your door or your computer, or he'd send you a little voicemail. One day I asked Tom, I said, so, you know, Tom, I hear about your problems with your little boy, and you don't know if he's going to be around tomorrow or next week. I said, so what, let's talk about this appreciation mindset that you have. What's key for you that you're able to come in happy like this every day? And what he told me was is that he appreciates the little things, like food on his table, roof over his head, that he appreciates the love that he has for his little boy. And every day that Tyler is alive, he appreciates that day that he has another day to spend with Tyler. He said he also takes a scenic route to work so he can appreciate the trees or the changing of the scenery as the seasons change. He said, you know what? I really appreciate my friends. So he looks for things to be grateful for. Have you ever thought about looking for things to be grateful for? Like maybe a nice hot shower or being able to walk down a beach at sunset. Or having a great meal. Maybe enjoying a beautiful sunset. A hug from a loved one. Ice cream on a hot day. The smell of coffee brewing in the morning. Oh, that's a great smell, isn't it? Being able to play with maybe a new puppy or a little kitten. There's a lot of things that you can be grateful for. Start taking a look at appreciation. We're going to have to take a short break here. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the app and the attitude, purpose, and priority you need to have in your life so you can be find the success that you're looking for. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to today's inspiring women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, and today we're talking about what it takes to be successful. And just before break, we were talking about appreciating the little things in life so you can help build your attitude for the day and being positive. You know, the thing is, you can't change other people. You could only change yourself. I have no control over somebody else's attitude. The only person I have control over is my attitude and how I see things and how I'm going to interact with people and how I'm going to interact with the environment. So what's your attitude? What do you want in life? What do you want to, do you want success? What do you want more than anything? What is your attitude around what it is you want? You know, when I was a kid, I was learning how to swim, and I went to a camp for girls, and at this camp, I was going to be able to get my next swimming badge. So you get these different badges as you accomplish different things and learning how to swim. And this camp was at a lake. And so I had to practice the backstroke for this next badge. And so I was standing on the shore, and in my mind I was going to go, I'm going to do the backstroke from one point over to about where, you know, another point. And I just kind of picked a point along the shoreline. And so I got in the water and I started doing the backstroke. And I was enjoying doing the backstroke, and I was watching at the sky, and it was so pretty and blue. And I'm practicing my backstroke and And I'm just really enjoying what I'm doing. And then after a little while, I'm going, well, I think I'm probably at that point I had figured out in my mind as to how far I was going to swim to. So one of the things they had taught us in swim class is that when you want to get to the bottom of it so you can stand up in the lake, you push your arms next to your body real stiff, and then your legs will shoot down and you can stand up. So I put my arms down real tight next to my body so I can shoot down, and I shot down all right. I shot down, and I didn't go along the shoreline. I ended up, my body had turned, and I was actually doing my backstroke out towards the middle of the lake. So when I put my arms down to shoot down, my little body went straight down to the bottom of the lake. And at the bottom of this lake was a bunch of seaweed. And it was so pitch black down there. And I'm going, oh, I got to get to the top. And so I'm trying to struggle to get to the top. And the seaweed is wrapping around my legs, wrapping around my waist, and wrapping around my neck and my face. And it is so black, I can't tell which way is up. And so I'm swimming where I think which way is up. And I'm not getting there. And I'm just getting more and more tangled in the seaweed. And I'm running out of breath. And I don't know what I'm going to do. It crosses my mind. I'm only 8 years old. It crosses my mind. I'm going to drown. I'm running out of breath here. What am I going to do? I can't find up. Everything is black. And then I remembered that one of the things that they taught us in swim class is that if you make your body very, very still and you ball it up into a little ball and you're still, your body will float to the top, and they call that the dead man's float. And I'm running out of breath, and I go, I got to try this because I don't know which way's up. And so I curled up in a little ball, and I hunched my back like they told me to, and I wrapped my arms around my knees, and my body started to float and move in a direction. And at the time, I was thinking, this can't be right. I think I'm going down instead of up. And I said, well, let's just keep doing this a little bit longer because they said it's going to make me go to the top. And so I'm slowly moving, and then I peek, you know, out of the ball a little bit to the direction that my body is traveling, and I can see light, and it looks like a little tiny hole, and then it's starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I realized I was getting to the surface, but I'm really running out of air, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough air to make it to the surface. Wasn't sure what I was going to do. When I got to the surface, I gasped a big breath. Well, I got to tell you, my attitude at that point was to get in as much air as I possibly could. You know, so I'm asking you, what is holding you back from what you want? When I was in that lake, the seaweed was holding me back from finding the surface until I was able to be still. And finally, I was able to get to the surface. Do you have fear or anger or resentment that's preventing you from holding you back from being successful? You know, what are you going to do to start changing your attitude? One thing is to start changing your thinking. You know, how you deal with rejection is critical on what your attitude could be for success. I just want to give you a little story about somebody. And this has been quite some time, but I think this proves a point here. In 1832, this man lost his job. In 1832, he ran for the Illinois State Legislature, and he lost. In 1833, he started a business, and he failed in his business. A year later, in 1834, he was elected to the Illinois Legislature. In 1835, his sweetheart, his girlfriend, the woman he was going to marry, died. In 1836, he had a nervous breakdown. In 1838, he was defeated for legislator speaker. In 1843, he ran for Congress and he was defeated in the nomination. In 1846, he was then elected to Congress. But in 1848, he then lost the renomination for Congress. In 1849, he was rejected as land officer. In 1854, he ran for the Senate and lost. In 1836, he ran for vice president and he lost the nomination. In 1858, he ran for the Senate and was again defeated. And in 1860, he was elected president of the United States. This is Abraham Lincoln I'm talking about. The man had a lot of rejection in his life. He lost a lot of times, but he never let anything stop him. So how are you going to change your attitude? It starts with your thinking, and it creates a chain reaction. Thinking will help change your attitude, your beliefs, and your success. You need to change your beliefs, and it will start changing your expectations. And then when you start changing your expectations, you'll start on this journey to success. So what is your attitude? Today is a new day. Do you want to have a great day? It starts with a positive attitude. If you want to be successful to reach your dreams, you need to start with the A in app, which is attitude. A is for attitude. The next letter in app is P, and we're going to just talk about that first P just a little bit. And that first P stands for purpose. The purpose, what is the purpose in your intentions for the day? Are you counting on somebody else to make sure you're having a great day? Are you counting on somebody else to make you happy? I got news for you. It's up to you. Whether you're sharing grief or sharing happiness, it will double and you will get more of the same. You know, Grandma Moses once said that life is what we make of it. It always has been and it always will be. So you need to be looking at doubling your happiness, but it starts with being happy. You know, as a girl, my father was in World War II and he was blown up in World War II, and he had very few fingers, and he was blind. And actually, Braille was my first written language as a girl. when my dad got back from the war, he really wanted to go to college. And he was originally refused to go to, not allowed entrance into colleges because he was blind and he didn't have any fingers so he could write. And my dad, you know, he just refused to let this little problem stop him. He wasn't going to let anything get in the way of what he wanted. What he wanted was an education. He wasn't going to let this little thing like fact that he couldn't see or the fact that he couldn't write stop him. So he woke up every morning with the drive and the purpose to do what it took to get a college education and to prove to the government that and the government advisors that they were wrong and that he could do it. My understanding is that he nagged him to death. So eventually they got him what was known as a sound scriber, which was a machine that actually cut vinyl records. And he convinced them to give him a note taker to help take notes in class, and that the note taker would then read the notes into the sound scriber. And then he had to contact his different instructors before he could sign up for their class to convince them to let him to take an oral exam. Back in those days, teachers didn't do that. It was all written. And so one by one, he went to every one of his instructors to convince them to let him take his exams orally, that they could read the questions and he would answer them that way. And then he would have someone help him type up his papers. I got to tell you, my dad graduated with a degree in business administration, and he proved his advisors wrong. My dad was a man who woke up every day with a purpose, with an attitude that he could make it happen. He was determined to overcome any difficulty that life threw at him. He refused to believe that he was handicapped. He often said to me as a girl that there was that these challenges were simply opportunities yet to be revealed, like a gift that we have yet unwrapped. And so I'd like to ask you, what is your attitude? What is your purpose for the day? We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into this just a little bit more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You
are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with Today's Inspiring Women, and we are talking about what it takes to be successful. We're talking about getting the right app, which is attitude, purpose, and priority. And right now we're talking about purpose, making sure we have the right purpose in mind. And so I was telling you the story about my dad, who was a World War II vet who was blind and didn't have any fingers, and how he was determined to get a college education, even though all the advisors had said that he wouldn't be able to because he couldn't see and he couldn't write. And that he often saw opportunities as a gift and challenges as a gift that have yet to be unwrapped. So what is your purpose for the day? What is driving you? What are your intentions? You need to be really clear about your goals. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about what is going to be my goal for the day? Without a purpose, it is easy to get sidetracked into doing other things. But once you determine your goal or your purpose, you'll then have greater alignment and different things will start falling in place for you. So I ask you, so what's important to you? What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you personally want to achieve? What do you want? What are the experiences you want to have? What does success look like for you? Have you ever answered that question? What does success look like for you? Now, don't cop out on me here. I want you to really think about this. Write this down. What does success look like for me? And I want you to spend some time and really trying to figure it out. What does success look like? What is your life's mission? What is your life's purpose? Is it to educate? Is it to inspire others? Is it to uplift others? Is it to be to help heal others, to be a healer? Maybe it's to serve a higher power. Maybe it's to serve your country. Maybe it's to leave the world a little better place than it was when you came into it. You also need to believe in yourself. You know, a lot of times people don't want to answer that question of what does success look like for me, because part of it is they don't believe in themselves enough that they can reach their success mark. And I got to tell you, you can, but you have to believe in yourself. What fires up your enthusiasm, your passions? Now, this is not wishful thinking. Sure, I wish I had a couple million dollars too. But like the Aladdin's lamp, you can't, you know, just do wishful thinking here. You need to focus. What is your true focus? Some people might say that they're in alignment with their jobs. But according to the statistics and the research on jobs, 80% of people are not aligned with what they really want to do, with their purpose. You know, my life purpose is to educate and inspire people to live better lives by giving them communication tools so they can be more effective in breaking through the boundaries so they can live fuller lives and find success. Everything I do is around my life's purpose. That's why I have this radio show, to help you find success. What is the why behind everything you do? Have you thought about that? Sometimes there's a lot of hang-ups in trying to figure out what our life's purpose is. And I got to tell you that sometimes our childhood has gotten in the way. You know, we had childhood programming, and sometimes that childhood programming was not the most nurturing. You know, for example, our parents would say, don't touch that. Stay away from that. You better pick better friends. Eat everything on your plate, is what I used to hear a lot. You know, and sometimes those negative messages didn't help build us up. There's a lot of other things that get in the way as well in helping us find our life's purpose. And I got to tell you, sometimes the news on the television is one of those things. You know, the TV news is often depressing information. How many times have you watched the TV news, the evening news, and they're talking about wonderful, great things that have happened today? No, they're telling you about this country that might go to war, or they're talking about this flood that occurred, or this fire that's going on, or all this negative information that's going on in your town, your country, or the world. They're negative stories. And boy, if there's a catastrophe, it goes on for hours and hours and hours, sometimes days. The news can actually paralyze you from moving forward with your own life's purpose because you get so sucked into the catastrophe of the day. You need to be looking at what your purpose is. Let me give you another one that sends negative messages and kind of plays with your head a little bit. And that's the songs on the radio. How many songs are negative songs? Can't Buy Me Love, Ain't No Sunshine, Don't You Want Me, 9 to 5, I Want to Dance with Someone Who Loves Me, Here I Go Again, Ain't Life Hell, Jesse's Girl, Hard to Say I'm Sorry, Hello, all those are negative songs. Those are all actually titles of popular songs. But they have negative lyrics. And you start singing those negative songs, it's going to put negative thoughts in your mind. Many of the songs have great tunes, but the words are negative. And these negative words play on our subconscious. They start to be looking at things that are positive in your life. Let me give you another one. TV commercials. How many of you watch TV and the commercials play and you can't wait to get through them, but the commercials play? Do you know that the average person sees about 30,000 commercials a year? These underlying messages are, you are not okay unless you have our product. You are not okay unless you buy this product, or this will make you feel better about yourself. They do not help you with your own life's purpose. You need to start looking at reprogramming your thinking and your actions. In my car, I have CD University. Instead of playing the radio, I put in a CD and I listen to positive messages. I sometimes get books on via CD and listen to a good book. You know, people ask me all the time, how can I figure out my purpose? When one way is to look at your personal core values. And I coach a lot of clients around this, and I give them a values exercise. And one of those career exercises is actually called career projection exercise that helps them look at their core values. And their core values around a lot of different items, whether it be family, relationships, conflict, spiritual life. There's a lot of different core values to be looking at. So I ask you to start looking at your core values. What are those values that drive you? You know, we all have problems. I can't tell you that having the right attitude, purpose, and priority will eliminate all problems in your life. That's just not true. But you're going to have problems. We all have problems. The real key is, do you know that 50% of the solution to any problem is in defining the problem. A lot of times we don't really look at the problem to define what is the real problem here. And that 50%, if you can just define the problem, you can find the answer to it. You cannot fix what you do not acknowledge. Let me repeat that. You cannot fix what you do not acknowledge. So if you're having a problem with a person, what's really getting in the way here? If you're having a problem with a person at work, what is really getting in the way? If you're not finding the success you need at work, you're not being promoted fast enough, what is really getting in the way? So the question I have for you is, what's preventing you from being successful right now? It kind of goes after that other question of what does success look like for you? So now the question is, what's preventing you from being successful right now? Let me give you one other fact. Negative thinking. 75% of the negative thoughts that we have around people, places, and things never happen. But you didn't believe that one, huh? 75% of the negative thoughts we have around people, places, and things never happen. That negative energy that we have spent has just been wasted time, and it sets us up for a bad day. So in order to have a great day, you have to clearly understand your purpose, and you need to stay in alignment with that purpose. So attitude and purpose. We're going to take a quick break here in just a minute, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the last P, which is priority. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deanne DeMarco. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne@deannedemarco.com. That's DEANNE@deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, and today we're talking about what it takes to be successful. And we're talking about finding the right app, attitude, purpose, and priority. And so far we've talked about attitude and purpose, and now I want to talk a little bit about priority, the last P in app, and getting your app. And the priority is all about what is your priority for the day, for the hour, for the moment. What is your priority around being a father? What is your priority being about being a mother, a grandparent, a sister, a CEO, a teacher, a lawyer, a student, a nurse, a manager, a construction worker? What's your attitude and priority around those things? What are your plans for the day in alignment with your purpose? And if they're not in alignment with your purpose, what do you need to change? What is getting in the way of achieving your purpose? Is it your physical health? If it's your physical health, then start walking for a half hour a day. Drink more water. Go swim for 20 minutes in a lake or in a pool somewhere. If it's your mental health, maybe watch less news. Start looking at daily affirmations. Start putting positive thoughts in your brain or positive messages in your home or in your cube at work, so you can start looking at those positive messages. Is your priority, is spiritual health getting in the way? If you need to improve, maybe pray more, meditate more. Start looking at quality spiritual reading material. You need to learn to live in the present. A lot of the clients that I coach get really hung up over things that have happened to them, things that were in the past. I got to tell you need to get over it. You need to let go of that. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. In my book that I have coming out, I give you a lot of different tips on how you can let go of the past, because that past just drags you down. You know, you need to just let go of the past. You need to learn to live in the present, because it's in the present that you can learn to move forward. Today is a new day. Today is a day that you can live your life and that you can change it for the better. So let's pretend that you were going to go on a road trip. And so to go on this road trip, and let's say you're going to travel, 1,000 miles to go on this road trip. So you would probably get yourself a map, right? You would probably determine, where am I going to go? Would you just get in the car and start driving? No, probably not. You would probably decide on where it was you're going to go. You would probably decide on what you're going to see along your journey, how far you're going to travel each day, and where you might stop. Are you going to stop at a friend's house and spend the night there? Are you going to stop at a motel or hotel? Are you going to stop at a resort? Where are you going to stop along the way to get a good night's sleep? And I want you to think about what you would pack. What are you going to put in that car? So this is a road trip with the car, right? What are you going to put in the car? You can't take your whole house with you, right? You got to decide what you're going to take. What clothing you're going to take, what shoes you're going to take, and you're going to leave certain stuff home. You're not going to take it all with you. Well, you know what? The same is true with your priorities. You know, you need to be, your priorities is like going on this journey, on this trip. You need to decide what you're going to pack in your car. And you may need to leave some stuff behind. You need a map to find out where you're going to go. What are the milestones? Where are the stops going to be along the way? The baggage, you can't take it all with you. Got to leave some of it behind. And sometimes that baggage is not only things, but it can be people. Let me explain that for you just a minute. If you have negative people in your life, you need to leave them behind. And you need to move forward. You need to not pay attention to those negative thoughts. Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of naysayers out there that don't want you to be successful or are somehow threatened with your success. So leave that note, those negative thoughts behind. When you drive your car, do you look out the rearview mirror to drive your car? Or do you look out the front window to drive your car? You look out the front window, right? Well, you know, you need to start looking out the front window when you're driving your car and finding success in your life. Quit looking out the rearview mirror. Quit looking out the back window. You need to drive forward. You know, I had a dark period in my life. I was married to a doctor, and then suddenly he was gone. And with it went everything. I hadn't worked. We had decided that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. And so I was a homemaker. And when he was suddenly gone out of my life, I couldn't afford to keep the house. I had to try and find a job, get help, or both. And there are a lot of gaps in my resume, so nobody wanted to hire me. And it was an awful, awful time. I was sending out 20, 30 resumes a week, and I was not able to find a job. I had to give up my house. I had to make some hard choices. One of those hard choices was to actually go on food stamps, give up my living space in my house. I lived in a tent for a short period of time. I put my remaining things that I owned in a storage locker. And from that storage locker, I pumped out the resumes. It was during this time that I came up with a number of different solutions that would help me have a better day. And one of my tools is called WOW. It's called Within 1 Week. And I would start making these WOW deposits in my life. And my moving forward with these WOW deposits slowly started to move my life going forward. And it wasn't much longer after that, about 5 years later, that I was making a very, very handsome salary. So attitude, purpose, and priority. What are you going to do to move your life forward? If anyone is interested, I have a new book coming out on What's Your App. And in that book, I have a number of items that you can help you actually journal your progress. So it's kind of like a roadmap to your success. So it tells you a little bit more about each of these different areas, as well as give you some tools and strategies for moving forward. You know, dreaming without action has low ROI. You know, Yoda in Star Wars once said, don't try, do. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. You need to believe with an attitude. What is your thinking around your goal or your dream? What is it that is so bad that it's like breathing, like when I was coming up for air out of that swimming situation? What is your purpose? You're aligning your purpose with your life's purpose. Your values are aligned with your purpose. And your priority. Priority for every day for planned activities. What do you plan to do every day? You know, every show I end with a quote, and I want to end with a quote with you today. It's actually a little short poem, and it said, "It Couldn't Be Done" by Edgar Guest. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, and with a chuckle replied, "Maybe you couldn't, but he wouldn't be one who wouldn't say no till he tried." So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face, and if he worried, he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one has ever done it." But the first thing he knew, he had begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubt or quit it, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you one by one the dangers that wait and assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing that can't be done, and you'll do it. If you're interested in getting a discount coupon for my book that's coming out, email me, deanne@deannedemarco.com, and I will send you a coupon. The book will be out for the holidays. And until next time, this is Deanne DeMarco with today's Inspiring Women. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.